Well, good morning. Good morning. I've been working on something for a while, experimenting with writing workflow using iOS devices. And I just was listening to Paul Amani and Bernie having a conversation about workflow. And I've meant to kind of share this, but I haven't got around to it yet. So one of the things that I had been thinking about was how do I repurpose all of my content here on Anchor. It's definitely a challenge. And so I'm going to map out the steps here for you, how I plan to do it, and then I'm actually going to try it and see what happens. So the first step is to produce short form audio, and I'm going to use Anchor episodes to do that. So I have to record. That means I have to record a session in Anchor, then save it as an episode. That will go to a podcast. And then what I'll do is download the podcast. I will play it. I will then use the iOS app, just press record on another device while it's playing in the background. Just press record when it's finished and complete. When the recording is complete, we'll transcribe the text. I'm using my iOS 7 and my iPad Pro, which has very good high quality audio. Then when the transcription is done and just press record, I will export the transcription to iAwriter. That's iAwriter. I will do the edits there. And then if I was writing, I would either take it to a blog post or I would export from iAwriter, I would copy and paste, if it was a book, into either Scrivener or Vellum. Vellum is a Mac OS application that does a beautiful job of creating an ebook, and they now have just updated to Vellum 2, which, using the same program, will produce and format and a properly formatted electronic book in either Kindle or iBooks or any of the electronic book formats, and as well a physical book layout so you can get the book printed, which is pretty unusual. Without any, you know, major reformatting or anything done. So that's pretty darn cool. So that's the workflow I'll be experimenting with. And stay tuned, because it means I'm going to have to be able to share the results with you. I'll have workflow experiment 1, and then workflow experiment 2. Workflow experiment 2 will be my report about how it worked. All right, that's what I'm doing, and good luck to me. All right, so this is writing workflow experiment 2. So writing workflow experiment 1 didn't work out. It was a failure. I forgot that I had music playing in the background while I was recording that episode, and I think it interfered with the transcription quality. So I'm going to do another attempt here without any music in the background. So what this is a writing and publishing workflow to get to a finished set of, to take short form audio from Anchor and then using just press record, transcribe it, and then from the transcription, I can share it to an iOS app called iAwriter. It can do Scrivener. You could do BearWriter. I like iAwriter. It's my default because I can find text within a particular document. You can't do that in BearWriter, unfortunately, which is my favorite writing app, sort of. Anyways, I digress. So you take it to iAwriter, and then you can then take that document from iAwriter
and you could take it into Scrivener to create a final document to produce an ebook or vellum. Both Scrivener and Vellum are available on the Mac, but only Scrivener is available on iOS and the Mac. Vellum is Mac only. The advantage of Vellum is that you do your book edit, structure, do your final edits in Vellum, and format the chapters and all that, and then it produces an ebook, a very nicely formatted ebook format in either Kindle or iBooks or others, and also a physical book layout. So then you can get it printed through the Amazon service or others. So that is the workflow I'm going to experiment with. And now that I've recorded this, I am going to then transcribe it, and we'll see how that works. Alrighty, so the verdict is in. My workflow writing experiment, the result is, it's complete, well, not a complete failure, but it's not an acceptable level of accuracy. So I did a third experiment. So I did three experiments here. One, I recorded to Anchor. I played it on Anchor on my iPad Pro. I recorded it and just press record on my iOS 7 Plus using just press record. It transcribed it. I had background playing, had music playing in the background in the first one, and I didn't think that the quality of the transcription was good enough that I'd want to work with it without getting frustrated. I did a second experiment where I recorded a new set of audio that you see in Workflow Experiment 2, and without any music background. It was better, but it was still basically, in my opinion, not accurate enough to be motivational enough for me to want to work with it. Then what I did is I did another experiment. I recorded directly the audio directly into just press record, transcribed it, and it was remarkably much more accurate. You can also, the great thing about just press record is you can also export the audio as well as the transcript. You can do them separately. So then you could repurpose the audio if you wanted to in another, onto some place like Anchor or Podcast or whatever, I suppose. That's the good news. Now, from a pure accuracy perspective, if I need to do some reflective writing, and I would use MyScript Nebo. It's MyScript Nebo, N-E-B-O. It's an app for the iPad Pro. It's also available on Surface for Microsoft devices on Surface, I believe. Surface Books and with those Surface devices with the pen. And you can write out long form, longhand, and it transcribes it. And it's very accurate. In terms of pure accuracy and an intuitive workflow, that when you get to the transcribed text, you have a real, accurate, proper representation of what you're trying to say. MyScript Nebo via longhand is much better in terms of pure workflow, in terms of an intuitive workflow, than being able to write it out longhand, which is much more intuitive to me. And then from there, being able to take it into a markup text editor. Lots of those out there you can choose from. And then from there, produce a book from it. Audio to text is still, using just press record is pretty darn good. But in terms of pure workflow, quality, effortless, ease of use, and just a really good workflow. I've talked about it before in one of my other episodes. It's got to be MyScript Nebo. Nothing has beat that so far. So what I may have to do is I will stop recording, doing audio so much creative energy into audio. I will instead sit long form and write with my script Nebo, edit the text, put that up on my blog, and then if I'm going to record, do audio, I will simply read it, because I'm just not going to put the creative energy into something once I've already into something else. Or I may not even put it into audio. Haven't decided yet. But that's my report. Sorry to waste your time. Not sure if this is helpful. If you have any questions, please make sure to let me know.